website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
You're listening to The Truth, 91.7 FM.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and discussion that we have each and every day on issues facing us in the world in which we're living. You've heard me say multitudes of times down through the less than 100 years now that God's Word answers all of the questions, gives all of the answers from Genesis through the Revelation text, everything that is past, present, and future. God's already revealed it to us in His Word. It should not be a surprise to us when we see false teaching, false preachers, and false theology and false doctrine that's seemingly promulgated across the nation, multitudes embracing it. I'm calling today's issue, Who Hath Bewitched You? Who hath bewitched you? I'm taking that out of the Galatians 3 text, where the Apostle Paul had already warned the believers in Galatia about embracing another gospel, a different gospel, a gospel antithetical to the real gospel. And then Paul asked the question, Who hath bewitched you? Who's lied to you? Who's deceived you? Who caused the demonic delusion in your heart and mind? And we're talking about that because it seemingly is a high-profile issue today in society. I go back to my thoughts and thinking in relationship to most recently when you recall the words of the so-called Bishop of the National Cathedral, as she, the lesbian bishop, chided and condemned President Trump and the Vice President Vance and his entire family. So what was wrong with what she said? We're going to analyze that for a moment. We're going to look at that, then extrapolate forward with what is believed, what is embraced today, that's false doctrine, false theology, another gospel. Then we'll analyze what is the real gospel, what is causing so many today to believe the false gospel. We're looking at that, and we'd invite your call, your insight, and your questions. By the way, we'd love to have your question comments. What do you think is a false gospel? What makes a false gospel? What causes those to preach and teach a false gospel? What does the Bible say in relationship to the last days and the very first sign, Matthew 24, verse 5 and following, the very first sign of the last days, false teachers, false preachers, false theology, false doctrine? And we see that today coming to the forefront and all that we see on the national scene. We need to be very careful. Ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, let me remind you, we do so based on the authority of the Scripture. I call it the truth book. In John 8, 31 and 32, the Lord Jesus, speaking to His disciples, said, If you continue in My word, then you're My disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Then in John 14, 6, Jesus says, I am truth. Further in John 17, 17, there's a declaratory statement made about the Word of God. Thy word is truth. Then in Psalms 117, verse 2, the Bible says, The truth of the Lord endures forever. We don't have to worry about a new version of the Scripture. We don't have to worry about updating the Scripture. The Scripture is just as fresh and new today as it was when it was penned by the hands of men that were born, B-O-R-N-E, carried along by the Holy Spirit of God to write His word to man. The Word of God is designed by God for us to more and more see where God is more and more revealed to our hearts and lives as we study His Word. So may I commend to you today the truth book. Most people don't want to hear truth. Most today are rejecting truth, reluctant to embrace truth. I go back to the secularist George Orwell. George Orwell, in his dystopian novel entitled 1984, said, and I quote, "The further society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." We see that precisely, factually true today. Ladies and gentlemen, truth still matters. Whether you are Democrat or Republican or anything in between, whether you're saved or lost or conservative or Christian, truth still matters. You can't take a half-truth and make anything but a whole lie out of it. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that said this, "What we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true and real. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in our Christian churches." Now, I don't know about you, ladies and gentlemen, but I'm saddened to recognize that and I have to say that because it's true. We have today, just as with the Episcopalian bishop lesbian, we have today across denominational lines multitudes that believe that you can embrace the sodomite lifestyle and still say, "I love Jesus and I'm preaching and teaching the gospel." You have those today that say that you can believe any false doctrine, any false theology, and if it inures to your benefit and for what you're wanting to accomplish, then somehow, some way, it's supposed to be okay. That is not okay. Today we have a problem, I believe, because the latest survey shows that 55% of the millennials believe that there's no such thing as absolute truth. In fact, in the article on that subject, it says, this is from the millennials, 55%. "Each person determines their own version of truth." Ladies and gentlemen, if that's the case, we understand then why there's such a bifurcation of the Word of God, why there's such a pull to modify, to water down. I looked just last evening, looked online, and analyzed several dozen versions of the Scripture on certain texts. And it's amazing to me how it is so watered down, so bifurcated, that you can't find truth in it, and yet it's called the Bible. We're having problems with that today. Ladies and gentlemen, I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus said this, "Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death." So my challenge each and every day to you, our listener, is to be willing to stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen, and stand on the truth. By the way, you see that happening out of the Oval Office today. I'm thankful to have a president that's got a spine, a backbone, that's willing to stand for truth and to reveal and open Pandora's box, if you will, on what has been deceitful and a lie for so many years in America. We've been lied to and deceived. And because Trump is standing on truth, telling the truth, they're trying their best to, quote, Trump-proof, Trump-proof all of the agencies and departments in the federal government. It is the Trump effect that we see taking place today. And those that have the Donald J. Trump syndrome, I think that we need to understand we're in a new day. But we're talking about today the fact, who hath bewitched you? Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment with the homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time carries the full line of Honda generators. And they have a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. A Tool for Time's knowledgeable staff can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 Beltway and Old St. Augustine Road. There's an identifier, a benchmark, 165-foot flagpole on the campus of Tools for Time. Atop that flagpole flows Old Glory, the U.S. flag, 24/7. find the flag and the flagpole, the base of the flagpole, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for a Time. ToolsForATime.com. ToolsForATime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, want to welcome to our broadcast today voices that you've heard before and that we want to talk today about these issues. Dr. Neil Phelps is with us. Dr. Neil Phelps is one of the professors at CTU. Dr. Glenn Davis hails from up in South Georgia. I am thankful that he's joined us today. Amen. Dr. Davis and Dr. Phelps, thank you for being here today.
Amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Youngblood, and it's always a pleasure, you know, to be here, to be able to break the bread of life with the saints that are listening on today.
Amen.
I want to say good morning, amen, to my bride of almost 39 years.
Time's flying, isn't it?
Amen. Amen. Thank God. Love you so much, amen, and all my family and friends and everyone that I ask to listen by way of internet, ilovethetruth.com.
Amen.
Amen. From New York, from North Carolina, and from Miami. If you are listening on this morning, thank God for you. And stay tuned. Amen. We have some great words of God, amen, to be able to share with you on this morning, information that's vital to your walk in Christ Jesus. And we certainly hope that you will be encouraged by everything you hear. I know that Dr. Phelps has got a lot of powerful information. Amen. Thank God for him and for you, how you have poured into my life. I talk about the two of you everywhere I go.
Amen. Hope it's not too bad.
Amen. Amen. So I believe if anybody was to meet you for the first time in life, they will be able to know just who you are simply because of the conversation that I have with people concerning the life that you live and the things that you teach concerning the Word of God. So thank God for both of you.
Amen.
You are a crown jewel in the body of Christ.
Amen. Thank you for those compliments. I'm blessed by that. Dr. Phelps, thank you for being here.
It's a joy to be here today and to speak concerning the truth. The truth is so important in our lives. Scriptures have much to say about the truth, and we want to promote the truth in the time of perversion that we're living in today. We're certain from reading the scriptures that it takes truth to bring us to faith.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And the scriptures are very clear that without faith, it's impossible to please God.
That's right.
Also, it takes Bible truth to bring us to believe. And one of the things that I like to emphasize today, it's important that we are believing Christians.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of professing Christians today.
Right.
But we need to be a believing Christian. And when my remarks then are stated in that way, that's what I mean. And I mean those who take God at His word, those who believe God and not the lie of Satan. But it takes the testimony of God to bring us to trust. The Bible is filled with what I call the testimonies of God.
Amen.
God has a lot to say about His Son and the importance of His Son in His plan of redemption and in His plan for us today.
Amen.
And we want to give our voice to speak about the truth of the Bible today.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you for those words. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. I'm going to take just another moment or two in the brief mini monologue before we open our telephone lines and invite you to call. But perhaps you've got a question about what is truth. What should we view as being antithetical to the gospel of Jesus Christ? Do you know of those perhaps that have been bewitched by the demonic spirits that somehow, some way, cause one to believe that which is not true? I understand that there are a lot of folks today that do not understand what it means. Let me just tell you, in Galatians 3:1, the challenging question was asked, what hath bewitched you, or who hath bewitched you? That word bewitched means to have an evil spell, demonic influence. Who hath hypnotized you to believe a lie is what the Apostle Paul was really saying. So, ladies and gentlemen, that's where we stand, and that's what we want to talk about today. And we'd invite you to call 904-831-0917. Looking forward to hearing from you. I believe we have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go with the question or comment, please.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, good morning.
Good
I pray
morning.
That you're well.
All right, and Dr. D. I just wanted to make this comment. Okay, remember the young man that put his child down? I thought it was his girlfriend's child, but it was his child also, and ran over him because they had an argument. I tell you, got the young blood. They're talking about giving him life in prison. But God said, if you take a life, your life should be taken. And we are spending taxpayers' money. I don't know how long this man is going to live, 60, 70 years old. But taxpayers' money are taking care of him.
And you guys, Kenneth, if I could jump in, one of the things that I've advocated for years is if we go back to Genesis chapter 9 and look at capital punishment, that God gave us capital punishment. He authorized capital punishment. You quoted it so eloquently and correctly just a moment ago. If you take a life, your life is expected in exchange. I think we need to go back to capital punishment. I believe there needs to be a limit to the number of months or years. Let's say you're caught, tried, convicted, sentenced. There should be a period of, say, 30, 60, 90 days, maybe even 180 days that you can appeal. After the appeal process, very, very briefly, then you are carried, that capital punishment, which is taking your life, should be carried out, and I believe that should be done publicly. And I believe if we would start carrying that out on a biblical basis, we'd see the murder rate drop dramatically across the nation because we are carrying out God's word in that fashion. We've not done that. And what we're finding today, Kenneth, and I'll touch base with you on this and get your thought and then go to our next caller. But we're talking about today, who hath bewitched you? What are your thoughts in relationship? Let's back up. The lesbian bishop, female bishop of the National Cathedral that chided Trump, challenged his stand, and this is what she said. I'm looking at the headline, woke bishop tries to lecture President Trump about the LGBTQ agenda, about the immigration agenda, but the Bible fires back at her. This goes on to say in this article, she first advocated to have mercy on the LGBTQ identifying Americans. And she talked about there needs to be love, there needs to be mercy. She was concerned about the LGBTQ. But the thing that she was mostly concerned about was the immigrants, the illegal immigrants. And what she did not say in her, quote, liturgy or message or challenge to Trump was that she has a ministry nonprofit organization, one of the NGOs, that her ministry organization had collected $53 million from the federal taxpayers for helping those come across the border illegally, giving them food, clothing, and shelter. She didn't want that taken away. In an article about that, it says, despite the many claims otherwise, the Bible and Christianity do not support the LGBTQ agenda. God created humanity to reflect the biological sex, male and female, and not anything in between. So my question to you, Kenneth, do you believe that we could simply say, without any equivocation, that she was a false teacher, false preacher, preaching and teaching false theology, false doctrine? And if you think that, why do you think that?
I tell you what, that in young blood. Like when the disciples asked him, what is this sign of coming? He said, do not be deceived. Many shall come in my name and deceive many. She is, I call her the witch of Endor. She's a liar. She's a liar. I was an African-American Episcopal. And when she's an Episcopal, I'm like, no, no. Because we have to go, like you said, the rule of God. And like I said before, and I'll put this on that quick, and I don't know if you want to respond to it, but all these young people, number one, this baby's making babies. And it's no, discipline in the house like it used to be when we were coming up.
Mm-hmm.
It's no discipline. So bring back the draft. You want to shoot? Shoot, somebody going to shoot back at you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if
Kenneth, one of the things that we need to recognize is government has displaced the husband or the father in the home. Today, the husband of the father in the home is absent. As a result of that, you do not have the proper training, biblical training for those sons and daughters growing up, and it's a total dependence upon the federal government. One of the things that I see taking place, and I don't see it precisely where I can discuss it as a absolute point, but I believe we're witnessing and watching the paring down of the federal government, the reducing of the size of the federal government, and I think there's a way that the federal government needs to move aside and let the families and the homes be responsible before God and follow the biblical principles for the families and the homes that will set us right on the right trail, the right track. But Kenneth, thank you so much for your call today.
Okay.
God bless.
Can I ask you one more question?
Yes, go ahead.
Can I ask you one more question? Okay. All these people, all the churches that are harboring illegal aliens, I think they're supposed to be, you know, they're going to be not tax exempt anymore. Am I right about that, or?
Well, not necessarily. They're being cut out of the loop. The valve, money valve, free money valve, is being shut off summarily by President Donald J. Trump. They have discovered in their searching where the money's going, they've searched the money trail. They found some of these NGOs, non-government organizations, most if not 90-95% of them or better, are religious denominations. They found that several of them, the Catholic Charities and others, that set up domiciles in Mexico to be able to coach, to train those illegals coming in on how to get across the border, set them up, helping them get across the border, providing food, clothing, and shelter for them, and cell telephones, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That's come to a screeching halt. That has been shut down. And so it is my prayer
that
the Christian churches, the Christian ministries, denominations will get out of the government's pocket and let the Christian churches and organizations be authorized by God and serve Him and Him only.
And you know what, Dr. Youngblood, I apologize, but I want to know, President Trump said, if you come over here and have a baby, that baby is not a legal American.
Well, there's a challenge
that
right now. There's a challenge right now, and a Bill Clinton appointed judge has just put a summarily they put a stop, a halt to that being implemented. But it will work its way to the Supreme Court. My projection is that by June of this year, the Supreme Court will have heard it, and if the Supreme Court appropriately analyzes the Amendment 13, 14, and 15, they're going to rule that the 14th Amendment does not authorize people to come across the border, have a baby, and it become an American citizen. That's not what the 14th Amendment was for. And if they go back and look at and analyze the origin of it, the discussion around it, and why the 14th Amendment was put into place, they will understand that it does not advocate for illegals to come across and have babies and become American citizens. You're exactly right. So we need to keep praying for the president that he will stay on track, and I'm right now very thankful to see his leaning toward biblical principles. He just introduced, by way of an executive order, setting up a commission to investigate Christian persecution by the federal government in America. I find that enlightening and refreshing that he setting up that commission to investigate Christian persecution in America. And I pray that through that investigation process that it'll be put to a complete stop in America, because there's a lot of Christian persecution that's subtle, not open, but subtle, that's taking place today. But Kenneth, it deserves our best prayers for God to bless Trump, give him wisdom and protection. Thank you so much for your call, and God bless you. I believe we have Blake Harper on the phone. Go ahead, Blake, with your question or comment, please.
As always, Pastor, thank you very much for standing on the truth, and I have some good news for you. It's my understanding, of course, we can never count the chickens before they're hatched, but we have a city council meeting on Tuesday, and it's taken a good bit of work, including council members actually calling me early in the morning. My expectation is that we will get the disruption ordinance, the amended disruption ordinance that actually empowers us to speak at city council. My understanding is that it's going to pass on Tuesday. So I just want people to keep calling city council members, keep telling people and communicating with people that we need to get this amended disruption ordinance passed. It'll actually help us out in terms of speaking at city council.
So at city council on Tuesday at 5 o'clock, and
yes, sir.
That will be dealing with the, 2024-871?
Correct. And you've got you've been getting all my emails, Pastor, so all that information is available to you otherwise.
Yes. Well, let's say to our listeners then, be sure to stand up, speak up, be heard and be seen, 5 o'clock Tuesday afternoon, city council meeting, so that we can win the battle, at least summarily, for this go-around and for this particular issue. Blake, thank you so much for your stand. Thank you for all of the labor, the work, the hours, man hours that you put into what you do to stand for truth and to illumine the hearts and the minds of citizens in Duval County for our protection, the protection of our rights. Thank you so much for that. And thank you for sharing that with us today. God bless you. Thank you so much. I believe we have Terry on the line. Terry, go over to the question and comment, please.
Hi, Dr. Youngblood and gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is really bothering me. How do the gays, lesbians, all of them, if God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, how do they believe that this isn't like a stench to his nostrils?
Well, Terry, one of the things, let's get back to the rudimentary, fundamental, elemental belief, because they're using another gospel, if I can bring that up. They have been bewitched, and the philosophy and the theological demonic belief that they have is that God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah because of a lack of hospitality, that when the men came to the door of Lot and demanded to get in, he refused to let them in. Therefore, he was not hospitable to them, and God destroyed the city. Now, you know and I know that's a lie from the pits of hell, but that's what's promulgated among the Sodomite lifestyle, the Sodomite agenda today, and I believe that they've told it enough. They really believe the lie. And so it goes back to another gospel, another truth. Who hath bewitched you? And we have those today in all theological circles, biblical denominational circles, that have been bewitched into believing a false gospel, a false theology, denying the truth that's found in the scripture, that God said there is a judgment for sin, that God says that he has turned the Sodomite lifestyle over to a reprobate mind. And when you look at Romans chapter 1, verses 28, 30 through 32 in particular, he's turned them over to a deceived mind. And so, therefore, they're believing the devil's lie. So we need to keep praying that God will sustain us and that God will reveal the truth. And may I say this, Terry, while I'm speaking to you, if there's anybody listening today on this broadcast, if you're in a church where the pastor stands and believes that you need to embrace the Sodomite lifestyle, if the pastor stand on the LGBTQ agenda, is that it's okay, you can love them, bring them into the church, and allow them to be leaders in the church, you need to find a church where truth is preached. You need to find a church where the truth of the Word of God is embraced and preached and practiced in the local New Testament church, and get out of that false, phony, who hath bewitched you, another gospel church.
Amen.
Terry,
amen.
Thank you so much for your call today.
Thank you.
Keep looking up. Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a subject today. Who hath bewitched you? There are a lot of folks today that believe and compromise from the devil's lie. I'm looking at a headline that says this: the far-left churches see illegals as big business. So Dr. Phelps and Dr. Davis, one of the things that we're seeing is because the big business, i.e. the money that comes into the coffers of those churches and denominations, they're willing to tell a lie, embrace the false gospel in order to make those dollars. Dr. Davis, what do you say to a church like that, or to a Christian like that, or a pastor like that?
Well, again, Dr. Youngblood, you gave him the right advice. You need to flee that church.
Absolutely.
And that pastor.
Absolutely.
Because certainly, I mean, they will end up sending your soul to a devil's hell.
That's right.
If you believe in that doctrine and if you adhere to that, to those teachings, you're certainly going down the wrong path.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's what I taught, and I thank God for that, for the study that we did on the world religions and cults.
Right.
Even the dissertation that I wrote up on that this generation that we're living in, that's called the new modern church age, teaches mysticism.
That's right.
They teach yoga. They teach all these other things, and even witchcraft. What you even call, I heard you say so many times, a cotton candy theology.
A voodoo theology, too.
That's exactly what's happening, and so many people are being deceived by that. So we have some scripture that we're going to share later on in the broadcast concerning that, but we do want you to know, don't get yourself caught up into that.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take the top of the hour news break. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.